The reading is taken from Acts chapter 11, verses 19 to 30. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution that broke out when Stephen was killed travelled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, spreading the word only among Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, as each one was able, decided to provide help for the brothers and sisters living in Judea. This they did, sending their gifts to the elders by Barnabas and Saul.
Lord, I pray for your church as we face life's challenges. Heal the sick and brokenhearted. Strengthen the body, I ask in your name. Father, thank you for all your provision for us and all the ways that you bless us. We pray that all that you have sown in our hearts will yield a wonderful harvest. Please reveal to us what part you have created for us to be in the body of Christ. Thank you for the food we eat. May we share what we have with those in need. Lord, please bless my family. Please give my church a vision. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this day. Pray for all the people that are and their needs today. So people praying for all and different things. Even there's one there that says, pray for me. Pray for me. There's nothing wrong with asking for prayers for ourselves as we find ourselves in different situations. God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to experience his love. I'm going to share just a few words. Phil Jump last week talked about inner workings of the body. Nigel Jones reflects on hands and their use. Our hands are wonderful and more than just bones, blood vessels and muscles wrapped in a protective covering which is sensitive, flexible and waterproof, he says. Maybe we've noticed our hands more over the last 18 months or so. Why? Well, we've been encouraged to wash with extra care. Hands, face, space. Some of us actually find it difficult to use all the chemicals that are around that we can put on as we come into church, we go into shops. And our hands can get a bit sore and chopped. But it's there for a reason. And we know what that reason is. In our reading from Acts, and particularly in verses 29 and 30, the disciples, each according to their ability, decided to provide other brothers living in Judea with gifts. And they did this by sending their gifts to the elders, by Barnabas and Saul. This was done by hand, allowing them to take the gifts physically where there were suffering and need. And we know that as we gather around, there are places that are suffering and in need. This week, we have the Operation Agri Appeal. And this is really where the idea of the bananas came from. Supporting people so that they can grow for themselves. And they can harvest their own rather than waiting to receive. And then this came only yesterday. It talks about the problems in Iraq, Malawi. Another one about Abdullah from Iraq, Banda from Malawi. These are areas of the world where there are problems, where there is a lack of food, a lack of good governance. People looking to find. And sometimes we think is that if we give by hand, we're just giving out handouts. Well, yes, that's exactly what we're doing. Tomorrow, the items that are able will go to food bank. They will go for the benefit of someone else. And we will hand them over. And in handing them over, we'll actually say, this is to bless people. This is the offering from this place. We're not doing it and have not done it because we think we're superior, better off, or whatever. We do it out of our love for our Lord. So they took the gifts to the places where there was need. And we continue to see that need around the world. The situations might be different, but as Christians, we're called to hand over part of our wealth for the benefit of others. And our wealth can be in many ways. All of this is part of our wealth. It's part of our income giving. We're called to use our hands and our voices for those who don't have the ability to be heard, to stand up for those who are on the edge of society. The Christians of Antioch sent gifts to Jerusalem by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. And many farmers around the world are suffering at the moment. A lack of rain to swell the grain, which means humans and cattle cannot be fed. Harvests are poor. The work is hard, and the ability to meet basic needs, things like medical care, actually don't exist. But even in the more affluent countries, if you've looked at part of Australia, they've not seen rain in months and years. That everything is dry. And yet I was watching a program, I don't know if any of you watch Outback Truckers, probably not. But these were farmers and there were people who owned lorries and they had a supply. They had the food and they had the means to transport it. And they took a convoy of about 50 of these huge, huge wagons with feed on for the animals because they wanted to be sure that everybody got a fair share. And people, when they received it graciously because some said, well, I'll take a little bit less. So somebody can have a little bit more. These farmers around the world are suffering. We've seen this problem of pig farming. It's on the news this week. About are we going to destroy all these animals? Because of what? The work on farms is hard these days. It's hard for families in the smaller ones to make a reasonable living. On becoming a Christian, Barnabas had his name changed. And his name came from Joseph to Barnabas. Who knows what Barnabas means? Encouragement. Yeah. Son of encouragement. And his work changed too. Barnabas became a prophet, a teacher, and a preacher. And somehow there's something about we don't actually change our names. But when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, we change our attitude. We change who we are for something that is far better and far greater. As we look at the most disadvantaged people in the world today, we still need to be encouragers. We need to be those who will walk alongside those who have less and be prepared to share. We need to be those who will stand alongside them in what is an alien land. We've seen that people have been displaced from all corners of the world. And God calls us to the mission field within our communities. God also calls people to the mission field far and wide. And we'll be hearing some of that in a few weeks' time. But our task is to share the good news, to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, and to set the oppressed free. Luke 4, verse 18. We need to share our harvest with those who are suffering. We're pleased to support Operation Agri and the work that it undertakes. It undertakes that work to alleviate suffering in the world and to teach and to train individuals so that they can grow and sustain food, that they can look after and care for animals. They can raise cattle and sheep and chickens, etc. And yet, though we share it there, we also share it at home in our local food banks, offering support to those who are finding it difficult in these times, struggling with a lack of basic foods due to circumstances often beyond their control. So this morning, we celebrate harvest and give thanks for plenty. But we ask that we might remind ourselves that for many there is no harvest. There is no harvest. But we pray this quite simply as we prepare to have our final song. May the hand of generosity be ever willing to meet the needs of others. That's what God calls us to do, to share what we have, to share it in a joyful way, even if it might cost us a little. It's not beyond what we can do and what we say, but it is by God's hand, and it is by the hand of human nature, of human beings. And we remind ourselves that our God is great. We have a great God, and we're going to sing, "Great is Thy Faithfulness."
Thy compassions, they fail not, as Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have been in Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have been in Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin. Thine and the peace that endureth, Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have been in thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have been in thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness.